This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Oh, what now?
I just in my head I have tequila.
I definitely don't. I'm the opposite. In my head I have time to say goodbye.
Did you go to the Wolftones?
I went to about half the Wolftones. It was fucking packed.
Yeah.
I've never seen
a crowd like it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Do you know, we were so far back, it was a little bit hard to hear them, kind of.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It was getting really cramped. So some of the girls were like, oh, I kind of want to get out of this. But it was like, they're brilliant. Like, they're hilarious.
Amazing. But that video, did you see the video of the crowd? I was like, yeah. That's unsafe to me.
Yeah, no, it is scary.
That's like, too many people.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, when you're in the middle of it, it's like you kind of can't think about the fact that you're in the middle of that. No, who were my highlights of the weekend? Ray. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Kneecap were unreal.
Oh, you went to see Kneecap?
Yeah, I did go see Kneecap.
They could put on such
show, they
were
so good. And like just everybody there.
Did you see the movie yet?
Lit. No.
Go see the movie.
I'm
going
to try to go see it this week, I think.
Who?
We actually went into, do you know your man Jerry Fish?
I've heard of him.
He has like this area at EP called Fishtown, and we went in at like 2 o'clock on Sunday, and this most incredible band were there with like, there was like 10 of them. And anyway, there's nothing to say other than they were so good.
Really?
It's just like, there's so much talented people.
Yeah.
I think that's, and it's so many creative people, and like, it's such a big effort to put EP together. Like just the art and like,
I always thought the same.
It's incredibly like, well done.
How do you do it?
I'm always like, how is this Ireland? I always think it's way too good for what we normally do. We don't pull shit off that well.
No, it must be an American production company.
Yeah, well, I think the fella who directs it or whatever is English. So,
but it's funny, right? So I've always thought this. I've always thought that America does things so well. And then you've got the English who do it so well.
So
and then
well.
There's Ireland underneath that.
Yeah.
And then
way underneath.
But like it's not even Ireland. It's like it's Dublin, right? I think Dublin do things very, very well. And then the country. So like I feel like down the country, people don't spend as much money as Dubs do on events. Do you know what I mean? I feel like when Dublin puts on an event, they spend money and they think of details. Whereas you don't really down the country. I feel like that. I've worked down the country before and I feel like they don't put as much money into things.
They might, maybe it's not there, like.
Yeah, maybe.
Because obviously this is the capital city, like maybe there's more funding or whatever.
I don't know, but you just see for like different things. Like, you know when the Americans come over and they shut off Dame Street and they call it Notre Dame Street?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just get shit put up and it looks class.
So cool,
like,
yeah.
I just feel like that effort wouldn't work. It wouldn't do it in the country. You'd have a few flags. That'd be
And then anything... I don't want to say anything bad here, but I feel like you really see the difference between us and like England and America when it's like something filmed.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, massively.
That's why like Banshees of Inisherin, I was like, this is fucking so good.
It's so sick, isn't it?
But like obviously there's other stuff that we do that's unreal. Yeah. But
I wonder, do the English look at them? Well, obviously they don't.
They probably English. Yeah, I know. See, I look at the BBC and I'm like, everything the BBC does is unreal.
Unbelievable.
But over there, they do be giving out yards about the BBC because I suppose they're paying the licence fee there.
We have the head of IT, Pat Balf, is outside our studio and he's giving a tour to people and he's pointing at us.
Oh,
I don't know if he's going...
Don't you touch that mic. Let them think we're on air.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I can't.
Now, they're just kind of like staring in at us. Here comes Callum to tell us probably to get out.
Okay. What's going on, Callum?
What's going on?
Are we getting kicked out?
Who's on the tour? Who's on the tour?
I think they might be from Red FM or from the tech team from the UK.
You never know who's going to be in this building.
Ah, the big wigs.
Anyway.
All right, I have to stop talking.
Yeah, you need to go to bed.
Goodbye.
Good luck. We're ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. 7:03 on the 19th of August 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Just myself and Ash this morning.
Hi.
Ah, there she is. Happy day after electric picnic
man.
To you.
Thank you so much.
And Emma,
I don't know
not
how
here.
I'm here, but it's fine.
Emma obviously not here because she a little bit more prepared than you and booked it off weeks and months ago.
Yeah, clever girl. You were obviously just back as well. You're away.
I was, yeah.
How was the cruise?
It was very fun. I will tell you a little bit about it later, but my second day on the cruise, I got COVID.
Stop!
Yeah. It sucked. I was going to all these hot countries, and I was like coming off the boat, and I was like, I need to go back. I was already sweating enough. It was so bad.
Were you really sick?
Yeah. Well, no, I was actually grand, but I just had a massive cough, which I still have, and I was like a fever, so like just nonstop sweat, no matter what the temperature was.
Oh, David!
So I was in my room, right in the cabin on the cruise, and it was like. It was probably minus one in there because of the AC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just so cold. I wanted to make it so cold.
And
I was sweating buckets.
Oh no, fever is
so
the worst.
Grim.
Oh, I got off, you poor devil.
I got off the boat in one of the places somewhere in Italy, and I was just like, I need to go back. Like it was, there was not one part of my body was dry, including my clothes. Like I swear, even my shoes were sweating.
And did you have to stay away from people then, kind of as well?
Not really. Like it wasn't as bad as like anything like that. But obviously, I did stay away. And obviously
yeah,
I didn't,
yeah.
I didn't like if I was coughing or whatever, I'd make sure I wear a mask and things like that. So I was fine. But like, it was awful. I was mainly outside for most of it, to be honest.
Ah,
grand.
Stop.
But it was
oh
so
my god,
grim.
I did not see that coming.
No, I liked your face drop there at the end.
Ah.
So yeah, that's what I had to deal with. But we're all better now. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're so good.
We're ready
we're
for
so
a brand
healthy
new
healthy and brilliant.
Yeah.
I've got EP voice, so apologies for the next 3 hours, essentially. But Dave, you were off last
EPV.
Week. EPV. Yeah, that's the diagnosis. Yeah. You were off last week.
Yes.
And you missed an awful lot of things.
I tend
happen.
To. Every time I'm away, it's like, oh God, what have I signed, or what have they signed up for, or what have they signed me up for?
Yeah, big things often happen when you're away, but nothing too earth-shattering, but
that's
a few
good.
Things that you might like to be briefed on. So we're do a little look back and see if we can, if you can identify what might be happening in some of these moments from the past week.
Exciting.
This is What Did Dave Miss? Dave. I know I sound chaotic now, but why was I sounding chaotic here? The new news we're coming to you from Dublin today is August. First to our headline story. Well, we are having an earthquake at the moment, but we'll continue on. There's a major development in the regional infrastructure project.
That it does sound chaotic.
It does.
Were you preparing? Was there potentially an earthquake coming to Ireland and you were preparing to do the show live from the earthquake or something like that?
No,
like Twisters.
That's actually very, very in the right area.
But not right.
No, not correct. But basically, Emma ended up kind of down this rabbit hole of watching different news reports happening during earthquakes and how the reporters react. And they're all like very chill, just like, earthquake happening now, under the desk. Maybe sit under the desk. Okay. And it's passed.
Okay.
So right. Then they shook my chair and threw things at me as if I was reporting during an earthquake.
Okay. I love it.
Dave,
what did they throw at your chair?
What?
What did they throw at your chair?
Callum was throwing balls of paper in my face. David, what do these songs have in common? Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. I'm a million-dollar baby. Don't
care. I like the way you kiss me. I can tell you miss me. They're not played enough.
Wrong.
I have no idea what those.
They all featured on Barack Obama's summer Spotify playlist.
I actually saw this as well.
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter, and I was kind of looking to see if there'd be. I thought maybe Seema or something would be there.
Yeah, yeah. You know so like, there's no Irish.
There's no Irish.
But there was a lot of songs we play on spin there. He's a very cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
All right, Dave, tell me why we got lots of these types of voice notes in on last week's show.
Are you? I don't know. I feel like you could be doing a musical called Cats, or
what a great idea!
If we're not, we should. And I think also think maybe were you trying to lure cats, more cats to you? Because I know I saw on your Instagram story that there was like a cat.
There was a new cat.
A new cat in your house. Were you trying to lure more cats?
Well, no. You see, it was actually a huge week last week.
Okay.
It was the first anniversary of Mr. Plops arriving at my house. Mr.
Wow.
Plops being a cat owned by a restaurant on my street. So I wrote a song for Mr. Plops and we had a chorus of meows in the background.
Right, okay.
And it was stunning.
I saw that online. I didn't get as much likes as your previous song.
Thanks for that. Kick a girl when she's down. And finally, why did we talk about this football team? Man City!
Man City! Oh, is who do you think would win the... Who do you think would win the Premier League?
Yeah, and it was actually in the context of who do you think is going to win the Premier League? Because you weren't here, we did our predictions using our brain and we predicted your predictions using a Wheel of Fortune.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, according to you, Man City's going to come third in the Premier League. Oh. Fulham's going to come second. And it's going to be another heyday for Leicester, who's going to get another big win.
Amazing. They play tonight against Spurs, so that'll be interesting. Good start to this league for them.
You also think Aston Villa, Liverpool and Crystal Palace will be relegated.
Okay.
So
amazing.
Best of luck with that.
God, I sound like such an expert. Fantastic. Well, I missed a lot, obviously.
Oh, yeah, but you're back up to speed now.
Yeah, grand. I'm just happy. I have no musicals to prepare for or anything like that.
Yeah, look.
It's going to be good.
We kept it calm.
It's just Dave and Ash with you this morning.
Here we go.
I have good news because Billie Eilish, she has a dog, right? Well, first off, the dog is called Shark, which is so silly because it's a dog.
It's a dog.
It's so silly. I love that. She has a dog called Shark, and good news, it's going to be on the cover of Dogue. Not Vogue magazine, Dogue magazine.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's, good for Shark.
It's a gorgeous black pit bull. It's going to be on the cover of Dogue magazine. Now, I found some Dogue website. I presume it's the same one.
Okay.
There did seem to be a couple.
Okay, a couple of Dogue magazines.
And I'd imagine maybe like people, do you know like people maybe who are a little bit, I don't know, lonely.
Okay.
Are like, I'm going to create a dog magazine.
Yeah, or like kids.
Yeah.
I remember making a magazine like in my housing estate.
Yeah, but I feel like this has gone a bit further and they've made a website.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And the website is actually, it starts out quite cute. I think you'll like this. Woof.
Perfect start.
Yeah, good start.
Yeah, I love it.
Finally, a magazine made for the Barkers. Inspired by our passion for everything dog and Vogue. We bring you the latest dog parties, news and portion trends all in one place. So if you're looking to trade human news for dog news, you've come to the right place. Woof to learn more.
I think that magazine could do very well.
I actually think it could. Maybe not on the stalls, like you know what I mean, like in a shop.
Yeah. It's niche. For magazine collectors.
Yeah.
And those types of people.
So I thought we'd come up with our own pet-based magazine names.
Yeah.
Based on just nothing else but the fact that Dogue magazine is a thing.
Exists, yeah.
So I'd like to start it off with just something simple to break us in. People magazine. Canine magazine.
Perfect.
You know, that's the kind of vibe we're going for.
When I was a teenager, there was an Irish magazine called Kiss.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was that did very well and I enjoyed that. So that could be maybe like a snuffle.
Yeah, yeah. Or Lick.
Yeah.
Lick magazine, big fan. Hot Press, Hot Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means something else, but it works. Instead of OK magazine, you could have
I love that one.
I think that's good.
That's really, really good. So this one was one that producer Callum came up with, and I think it's very
good. You're going to co-opt it.
House and Home. Mouse and Home.
Ah, nice.
Mouse
yeah.
in Home. Maybe yeah, it's tips.
Another problem.
Yes, yeah.
Ireland's Own magazine. Ireland's Bone.
Yeah.
Simple. Sitting right there.
Do you know what? Actually, I'm surprised you missed this. Rolling Bone.
Oh! Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, my last one then. I have the Farmer's Journal.
Yeah.
The Snake Charmer's Journal.
Very good. Why not? Why not? I have
sitting right there.
Catmopolitan.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's nice, yeah.
I have Politics Weekly.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
You're going into the American kind
yes.
of zone now.
Instead of Hello Magazine, I have Woof Magazine.
Yeah, perfect.
And instead of Best Magazine, we have Vet Magazine.
Yeah.
So I would read all of these.
I would.
Mine are mainly dog-based, but we can change that.
Well, I've got the Snake Charmers covered, so that's absolutely fine.
You're on spin. On the show, we're treating you to a €200 voucher for deluxe bathrooms and tiling solutions. Their all-star super sale is now on at their Dundalk Retail Park store and online at deluxebathrooms.ie, or if you're in Dundalk, deluxebathrooms.ie. Until August 25th, hey. They have everything you need for your bathroom transformation. And basically, I hopped in the shower and had a little sing song. And you have to guess what I'm singing.
You should have done it in a Dundalk accent.
I should have, damn it.
That's tomorrow's challenge.
It is indeed. For now, though, Caitlin's on to play. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Oh, there she is. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
I have to start my highs very low or else it won't come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Caitlin, how was your weekend? Was it as heavy as Aisling's?
Yeah, I went camping, so...
You went camping?
Oh, not electric picnic camping, just regular camping?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I went...
So,
very nice. Where did you go?
I went to Cavan.
Very nice.
Lovely. And what was the bathroom situation there like? Were you in Port Louis?
So we had to drive to Tesco.
To go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, okay.
That's pretty grim.
That's some Bear Grylls stuff there, yeah.
Very grim.
Right, well, Caitlin, I was having a little sing-song in the shower this morning and I want you to have a listen.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait.
What do you think that song is, Caitlin?
I Don't Want to Wait, David Guetta and One Republic.
Let's see if it was on my playlist.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait.
I really got that down to a T, I think.
It was stunning.
It was absolutely stunning. Caitlin, congratulations. A €200 voucher for Deluxe Bathrooms and Tiling Solutions is all yours.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Enjoy.
Have a great day.
Bye, you
and
too.
Enjoy. You poor thing.
Ah, oh, lads, I'm sorry. That's all I want to say to you listening. I'm so sorry. Sounds like gravel. But I'm here. I'm a trooper.
I think you're an absolute trooper. You're soldiering on. More chances to win with Deluxe Bathrooms and Tiling Solutions at 9:30 tomorrow.
I'm feeling a little bit hard done by right now, okay? I sound like Marge Simpson. Yeah. I sound like the old Marge Simpson.
You do a little bit.
Marge Simpson now, which is even worse. And meanwhile, in a tent in Stradbally, all cosied up, is Emma Nolan, who got in there with the annual leave before me. Yeah. Hence why I'm here and she's not.
Very
okay?
clever.
So I think we should give her a ring.
Why?
See if she answers. Emma loves that kind of thing.
She does.
Doesn't she?
She does, to be fair. She loves to be included.
Oh, she loves to be included. Yeah, yeah. So
do
I
you
think
want to ring Emma? I have it here.
She might not answer, but I say if she doesn't answer now, we'll ring her in an hour. And if not, we'll hopefully get her by the end of the show. What do you think?
Right, okay.
Just to see is her voice as bad as mine? This is a live ring. We're ringing Emma. Live to Stradbally.
I feel bad.
Oh, I really hope she answers.
No.
It
no
is a answer. Bit early. It's only 7:55.
Do you know what? Honestly, thank God for that. Because I don't want to answer to her. Like, in terms of when she comes in tomorrow and go, why did you wake me up?
Well, look, she's got a missed call from you now. Not from me.
Oh, crap.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin 103.8.
Hello.
And Aisling is also here.
The shreds of Aisling, whatever's left.
But don't worry, you don't have to say much here because I think you're just going to be in shock. I have some fantastic news here.
Brilliant.
On this show, we talk about something that... It came out, I'd say, a couple of months ago. Actually, technically, it came out years and years and years ago.
Okay.
I'm talking about Tom Grennan's Gillette ad.
Can we please talk about that again?
Yes, we will.
Any opportunity
to we'll talk about it.
What's the news on it now?
So, obviously, the news we've been kind of talking about was, there was a version released on YouTube, and there was a version released of in different languages.
In German,
like in German,
yeah.
And things like that.
I've seen people holding up signs at his gigs now being like, play the Gillette ad.
And he did it at one of them. I remember he kind of was like, oh, he was like, okay, and he did it, and everyone sang back the best that
I can get.
Oh my
God.
Well, the fantastic news is that the song has been released on Spotify.
You're looking good, you're looking so.
This is taken from Spotify.
I gotta cry.
It's the best a man can get. Wait for it.
The most of who you are.
I love it so much.
Father to son.
Here we go.
Get ready.
Oh my God, unbelievable.
So good.
There is a full minute version of that on Spotify and I am obsessed.
Okay, he needs to release the extended cut.
I don't,
but where is verse 2, 3, the bridge?
100% agreed. But I don't understand why. I remember at his gig a couple of days ago, because I think he was at EP.
I wonder, did
he sing it at EP? But at his gig a couple of days ago, someone's held up a sign, as you said, being played the Gillette one, and he was like, okay. I'm like, do you not realise what you've done?
That this is your best song.
Don't sing any anything else
ever on loop.
Poor Tom.
Continued apologies for the sound of my voice this morning.
I get over it.
But I have to say, I kind of hold the listeners of this show responsible, because last Thursday on the show I was having a bit of a dilemma. Mm. I kind of knew that my voice wouldn't hold up for the whole weekend, but I knew also that Kylie Minogue was performing the last act of the whole weekend, probably the most anticipated one, the one I wanted to see the most. And I asked our listeners to tell me whether I should go home early, be responsible, be sensible, get a good sleep,
Did anyone even say?
No. Not one person said go home early. Every single person said, YOLO it, you'll be grand. 100% of people said, go to Kylie. It's like, yeah, right, okay, that's the decision made.
Yeah.
So then on Friday, we had people guess what time they thought I would walk in the door this morning.
As in, like, to your bed?
Yeah.
Oh, right,
pretty
okay.
Pretty much to my apartment.
So home from EP.
Yeah, I had a couple of possible modes of transport happening. There was like a work bus coming back to this office, which didn't end up leaving until 20 past one. So I was very happy I didn't take that one. There was like Marathon Coaches, that company doing buses.
Yes.
Or my friend Sienna was hopefully going to drive back, but on Friday morning her car was in the mechanics.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it wasn't looking good. But in the end, it came out and it was all good. So we had a lift coming back.
Okay.
But yesterday my voice was so bad. I was in the doldrums. I even messaged you guys in our group chat and said, I think I might have to go home because I couldn't speak.
And we told you, don't you dare.
And you said, go for it. You'll be grand. Don't be stressing. All right. I was literally lying in my tent at 7 o'clock about to pack it up and go home.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this is just so bad. I couldn't speak. Like, I was literally mute. And I didn't speak pretty much all of yesterday. Do you know how hard it is to lip sync to Kylie Minogue when she's standing right in front of you?
Yeah.
I perked on up a bit and then I said, look, I'll go. And I was very glad that I did, because Ray was in particularly unbelievable.
Oh, she looked amazing.
So good. Kylie came on. She was absolutely brilliant. Looks amazing. Sounds amazing. She's got crack.
Yeah.
But we kind of heard a load of the bangers nice and early. So by 11:44-ish, we had seen Spinning Around, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Oh, well then.
Locomotion, Badam Badam. We said, let's cut our losses, get ahead of the crowd and leave. So at 11:44, we decided to make our way from the front of the stage to the back of the car park.
Oh wow, it's a long walk.
It was long, yeah. I think it took maybe about half an hour, which wasn't too bad. But I recorded a voice message as I was leaving, and when you hear this, you'll be astonished that I sound this good today.
Really?
And that's saying
this
something.
This is good.
This is so bad. Have a listen. Hello, I have no voice at all. I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow. It's 44. We're exiting the main area, leaving Kylie behind.
Oh my god.
Because my job is so important to me.
My job is so important. Oh, shut up.
It's so bad.
You sound like Mickey Minnie Mouse or something.
I sound like I'm crying as well. Which I'm not. But it permanently sounded like I was crying. God,
wow.
It was so bad.
What? Like, you were just singing, loud like all weekend or what were you doing?
No, it's my, mate, it's the nose. Oh, it's the nose. No, honestly, I don't know. Anyway. So we walked.
Another
that's another whole thing. We walked out of the car park. That took about a half an hour. And we were quite nervous that there was going to be like crazy queues of cars trying to leave. It was actually all pretty good.
Okay.
Fell asleep in the back of the car, was squashed up against rucksacks and all the rest. And there's not much to say about the journey because I literally didn't utter a single sentence for the whole thing. It was like a fever dream. But what time did I get home? Do you want to predict?
I'm like, thinking about all of that traffic, I'm saying like, maybe like half three or something.
Half three?
Yeah, but I know what it's like to come out of EP, and I feel like people will have had your thought frame as well of, do you know, we'll just leave Kylie early. We've heard the bangers. Let's just bounce now.
We weren't the only ones going
exactly
a bit early. Do you know,
plus that car park can get mucky. I don't know what the weather was like, but it can get mucky and cars can get stuck and people can't find their cars. It's just a nightmare. I honestly don't know why you went in the first place. But I'd say the best of half three.
I think when you hear a time I got home, you're going to be pretty impressed. Have
really?
A listen. Just over 2 hours later, I am on my street. I'm about to put the key in the door. It is 4 minutes past two. I have about 3.5 hours to sleep.
and recover this pathetic excuse for a voice. But we shall see. Was it worth it? I think I'll have to answer that question in the morning.
The voice sounds better there already.
It does, even just after like a 20-minute kip or whatever in the car. Yeah.
Unreal.
So look, tomorrow I'll be back.
So what time exactly?
5 past 2.
5 past 2.
Yeah.
That's
door to door. Kylie to bed.
Remind me to never get in the car with Sienna. That's a fast drive.
Booting down the road.
For now though, Ash, you were just talking about coming back from EP, and obviously your voice is the way it is because of EP and because of your nodes and things like that. It was really, really rough yesterday. I know, leaving EP, it sounded like this.
Hello.
Just that. Got that one more time.
Hello.
And that was the best it sounded all day yesterday.
That's so not good.
So bad. The bar's on the floor. Sorry, lads.
You were a mute for a while, weren't you?
I was. Completely mute yesterday. Lip synced along to everything. Miserable.
Thankfully, you sound a lot better today. Not, albeit amazing.
Oh, I still sound atrocious, but yes, I'm a lot better.
Our boss texts you saying that you sound like Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. So what I decided was, sorry Nick, I'm going to try and make it worse.
Awesome. That's exactly what I need right now.
I want the show to myself. I want this to be the Dave show.
You've lost Emma.
Yeah, I've lost Emma.
She's back tomorrow. But... Yeah.
So I've decided I want to make you mute again.
Oh,
so I've come up with some scenarios. I've come up with some scenarios for you that I want you to react to see how your voice will obviously react if I give you these scenarios. I want you to imagine yourself.
Okay, so yeah, the thing with it is like everything, if I want any sound to come out, I have to speak quite low and with not loads of energy. So while, not like not loads of energy, but yeah, I can't express emotions very well.
Okay, right. Well, that's interesting because the scenarios I've come up with have a lot of emotion attached.
Oh, awesome.
Especially for you. We start off with this one. I want you to imagine you're at a lecture picnic and Tom Grennan is on stage and he starts singing Gillette, the best a man can get.
Okay. Father to son, doing what you've always done.
Oh, God.
Gillette.
Chalk.
Woo! I love you, Tom.
Fingernails on a chalkboard. Yeah. Oh, that's rough.
How do you like that?
Someone you know, let's say your friend Sienna, she tells you, Aisling.
Yeah.
I won the cash machine.
Stop!
It's so bad. Okay, you get into bed last night at 20 past 2 or 5 past 2 or whatever it was when you got home. You realised you forgot your mum at EP. You have to go back and get her.
Oh my God, Alex! My mum's still at a lecture picnic. What the hell? How am I going to get back? That would be quite a predicament, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
talk about
emotions. My first day of holidays last week, we docked in a town in Italy. And in a convertible car, Beyonce drove past us.
Beyonce! Oh my God, it's Beyonce and the Amalfi Coast. How perfect. Jay-Z raps about the Amalfi Coast.
Does he?
He does.
He also raps about Dublin, I'm pretty sure.
Dublin.
A cute little cat comes up to you on the street.
This is going to be really hard because when my voice goes, it's impossible for me to speak to animals. Because you can't speak to animals with a low register.
No.
That is the weirdest thing.
Hello, cat.
Hey, kitty. Here, kitty.
And on that note, I was obviously away last week. I was on a cruise for the very first time.
Yes, I'm dying to hear all about this.
So the cruise was obviously a lot of fun. There's so much going on in this cruise. The cruise was called the MSC World Europa. There was water slides on it. There was like, I think, like 9 pools. And
that's massive.
It's just a massive city on the sea.
Oh, I mean, some of your pictures looked absolutely crazy.
It was so, so cool. It really, really was. But there was obviously every night you're traveling. Do you know what I mean? So if you woke up in the middle of the night and you went out to your balcony, you're travelling along the sea. You can't see anything. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything. And then you wake up the next morning in a new city or in a new place or whatever.
So fun.
So we went to loads of places. We stopped off. So we started off in Barcelona. We went to Marseille. We went to Genoa. We went to Naples. We went to Messina. We went to Valletta and then back to Barcelona.
Favourite place?
Favourite place, Valletta in Malta.
Really?
Absolutely sick place. It was so, so good.
Deadly.
But I want to talk to you about Messina because Messina was up there with probably one of the worst places I've ever been in my life. life.
Away.
It sucked.
Where is it?
It's in Sicily. Right? Oh. And like, to be honest, I didn't really mind. I actually kind of loved how much it was awful.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I remember like on the boat being like, I want to come back here because this was terrible. So like the second we got off the boat, we were kind of like you know when a load of people just come up to you?
Yeah.
Like just ganged up on by these tour guides who wanted to sell you this like novelty train ride on the road. Like, so it was a car, just a normal car that obviously had put a, they'd put a train like picture around it. So it looked like a train, but
it was a car.
It was a car. Like, you know, like a little train you might see in a fun fair or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like that, but
it had a trailer.
It had a wheel and it had a trailer. So it was obviously bringing people around. So I was like, I'll buy us all a trip around Messina and we can, you know, go and see what it'd be nice to see. Because obviously Messina, it's in Italy. It must be gorgeous. Do you know what I mean?
I'm picturing you like on the little train that goes around Liffey Valley.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much exactly like that. Just a little bit of a bigger version.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in Messina. It's €15 each, right? And he's like, yeah, okay, get on the train here. And I was like, when does it take off? He's like, 10 minutes or something like that. And I was just like, all right, okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. First red flag.
Yes, yeah, 10 minutes or something like that. So what I didn't realise was he was waiting until it was filled. Oh. He wasn't going. There was no specific time where he was leaving. He was waiting to like entire Damn. Carriage. Yeah, they didn't take cash. They took card, right? But they seemed a little bit put out that I was paying card. But he just gave me his... I just scanned his phone. You know the way you tap it in like a shop? Like,
yeah. Beep.
I tapped his phone and that paid him. And I was like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. It was like a card machine, his phone was. Anyway, I thought that was really, really interesting. That was the best thing about Messina, to be honest. So the tour guide was actually a pre-recorded package, right? That would be in four languages. It was in English, it was in German, it was in Spanish, and it was in Italian. And it was obviously, the guy would drive the train and he was just like, this is this and this is this, and then it would say it in the other language.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that is sometimes the thing would be really short, so it would go, here is the house of Mayor Federico, and then it would say, but straight after in the other languages, so here's the house of Mayor Federico. Esta la casa del Federico. Here es this house del Federico. Ego la casa del Federico. And you're like, yeah, I get it. Like, dear God. So it was so annoying. It's the same thing over and over. The thing about this trip to Messina, I don't know if they just don't have any history or what's going on, but they didn't give us any information. So here are some of my favourite lines from said tour.
Okay.
Here is the Messina Theatre. People in Messina put on plays and musicals. Shock horror.
Quirky. They're so old.
Here is the Church of Santissima on your right. No, yeah. Here is the Church of Santissima on your right. This was on a road beside the beach. So when you looked to the right, all you saw was the sea. So it wasn't. It must have been out of sync or something.
Because
we didn't see a church for like 10 minutes. So it was so behind. It was be like, look at all the balconies. And you're like, that's a crap balcony. Why am I looking at this? This one was...
Look at all the balconies.
Yeah, that's what it was so like. Funny. Look at the design of the balconies. So I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. You're like, this can't be the one they're talking about.
Exactly. This was one of my favourites. If you look on the left, you'll see one of the most beautiful and important squares in all of Messina. Didn't explain why. It just moved on. It was like, yeah, this is the most important square in Messina. And over here's another balcony. It was so crap. And we were driving around this little thing and we were going, oh, for God's sake. At one point, he pulled over, right? Actually, at 2 points, he pulled over. One point, he pulled over and he's like, does anyone want to get out and take a photo? And everyone was like, no. And the next thing, right? So he pulls over at this shopping centre and he's like, does anyone want to get out and go shopping? And we were all like, no, we're fine. But the thing is on the last tour that he did, some people did get out to go shopping.
Okay.
And they were meant to get this train back to the port.
Got it.
Right? So...
But your train is full.
Our train is full. And also, no one wants to get off shopping.
Yeah.
So the people who actually did in the last tour get off shopping have to wait another 40 minutes for the next train. And they start an argument, and I love Italians arguing. It is so... It's so articulate. It's so animated.
Passionate.
It's so passionate. So they were just left on the side of the road for another 40 minutes.
So at least somebody had a worse time than you.
I loved it. I thought it was so, so fun.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it was so, so good. We want to finish your summer with an unbelievable prize. We want to send you and a friend off to to the island of Ibiza.
The White Island, as they say.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, apparently so. You're going to leave Dublin on Friday the 20th of September. If you win this, you'll spend five nights in a four-star hotel in Ibiza. We'll send you tickets to one of the biggest closing parties around. And because we're extra nice, we're going to also sort out your travel to and from the airport. We're going to give you breakfast at the hotel every day, travel insurance, and 20 kg of luggage.
I would rather spend 5 nights in a four-star hotel than 4 nights in a five-star hotel. I want the break. I want the long break. Five nights.
Same.
Give me 5 nights.
I want, it's quantity, not quality for me. Always.
Dead right. Ashley can sleep on the beach.
Yeah.
So, Wacy, we said that we'd give you a phrase and you had to answer the phone with said phrase. Let's hope someone does that.
Yes.
Let's give it a go.
Hello?
Oh, Chloe.
Dear.
Spin.
Yeah, it is spin. It is spin.
And Chloe, we gotta
go.
There's
no caller ID.
I know we don't. That's the point. Because if you saw Spin was ringing, then you'd be like, Spin, join me. Sorry, Chloe. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
It is, unfortunately. But to be fair to Chloe, she's a good sport. She understood the reason why we were hanging up.
She did, yeah. She accepted the result.
You gotta answer the phone, not with hello, but you gotta answer it with something else. Let's give it another go. Come on.
Spin, take me to Ibiza.
That's it, Sue!
Hell yeah, girl.
Or as Ronaldo would say, Sue! That was unbelievable. That was absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, nice Sue. Up. You were in the draw to go to Ibiza.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted.
Sue, do you need a holiday?
I absolutely do. I'm actually dying with a cold at the moment.
I can hear it in you. Holiday, yeah, you sound dosed up.
Yeah, I literally just have to take the pill.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Dead drugs don't work, huh?
Yeah,
you need the sun to blast that off you. And have you got 100%. Enough annual leave and all the rest to get this over the line of work?
I do. I actually do. I think I only have 5 days left.
Perfect.
Well, there you go.
And we'll run this over the weekend, so you'll have a few more to play with. Don't worry about that,
yeah,
Sue.
Right.
You won't have to come in sounding like this, like me.
Sue, the best of luck, and we're rooting for you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Al. Talk
good luck.
Soon.
Bye.
See you later.
Another one added to the draw.
That's it. And another chance for you to be added to that draw later on, 10 o'clock, Michaela Hayes, and then later on, Steve Kay. So loads of chances to get your
all day long
your name in the hat for this Ibiza trip.
Get up.
Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Good morning. 3 minutes past nine. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Happy Monday and welcome to a brand new week. It's just myself and Ash this morning.
I would say I am surviving rather than thriving
this
morning.
No, you're not thriving.
And I have apologised and I'll do it again for the state of my voice. But hopefully it'll be better tomorrow. The reason why I'm here and not Emma is because she got in ahead of me with the annual leave request. And I also don't really have the days left. So I think as punishment, we ought to give her a bit of a ring.
Oh, another ring?
Yeah, we tried to ring her at about 5 to 8. She is still in the campsite in her tent in Stradbally, where she should be anyway.
Yeah.
And I just think, it's nice for her to be part of something, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough.
I'd say she'd love if we gave her a buzz.
Hitting that redial button. Oh, I feel bad now.
Hello.
Good morning, Emma Nolan. Sorry to wake. Did we wake you, Emma?
Oh, do you know what? No, I woke up naturally there to a few Alans and Steves and the campsite. You know,
hello, Steve.
How's it all there, Emma, without me? Sad.
Darling, you can speak.
Yeah, wait, okay, for context, because you were with me yesterday. How bad was it yesterday compared to now?
Aisling, I didn't hear her once. I just was reading her lips all day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or texting into my phone. But isn't it pretty good today, all things considered?
I actually am incredibly impressed. You must have been doing your gargling all night, were you?
I was gargling away, yeah. Come here.
Just for context, the last two mornings I've woken up to Aisling going,
oh, you're
that was my new ambiance.
You're that housemate.
Oh, I was insufferable.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Were you out late?
Oh, sure. Great, darling. I've been asleep now for about the solid 8 hours.
Oh, you bitch.
Oh, I hate her. That's more than I got. That's way more than I got.
Classic Emma in a gentle
My only little whinge is I have a bit of a sore hip, you know, from lying on the ground.
Oh, oh shut up.
Get rid of her.
Oh, get a life.
Get her. I've just hung up on her. Get her off. So this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival is coming to an end. And it's actually something I wanted to go to, but I didn't get a chance this year.
I say it every year as well. Like, I think it looks year. So good.
I know producer Callum was there last year and it just looks like unbelievable crack, doesn't it?
Oh, it was so fun. We were only there for like 24 hours. We went on the Wednesday morning and left.
It's all you need though, isn't it?
On the Thursday afternoon. Now, we came back and we were absolutely shattered because every other hour you're at a comedy event or you're out in the cold and it's Edinburgh's full of hills.
How many do you think you saw while you were there?
We did seven shows in the 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's class.
And it was a mixture of like improv comedy, stand-up comedy. There's like musical theater. There's just some people telling stories.
Yeah, there's arts.
It's like it's like an arts festival.
Right. So, okay.
But it's mainly the comedy that people know about.
Yeah.
It's comedy would be probably the main thing that it's known for. Especially comedians go over to see other comedians and things like that. It's kind of a big meetup for comedians as well.
Yeah. They do like, they test out their own material on people like Works in Progress. A friend of the show, Jason Byrne, is over there at the minute.
Yeah. It does look like a lot of fun and I don't know why I haven't been, but every year at the Fringe Festival, what they do is they announce the funniest joke of the Fringe.
Oh, gas.
And I think this is really cool. Like last year's joke was from a comedian, Lorna Rose Treen, and it was, I started dating a zookeeper, turned out he was a cheetah.
I think I remember we mentioned that last year.
We talked about it last year.
Do they have to submit their jokes, I wonder?
I wonder if they do, but basically there is like a panel that vote for it.
Right, okay.
And I think 40% of the public vote went for this one.
Okay.
It seems to be a public vote. So I'm going to give you some jokes here.
Right, yeah.
That were genuine jokes at the Fringe Festival. You have to tell me which one was number one.
Okay. Caveat before we start is I can't laugh. Okay. I don't have the power of laughter today because I physically, no sound will come out. So if your joke is met with silence, I'm probably laughing, but it just can't be heard.
I prefer if you were silent.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want you laughing at jokes that aren't mine.
Oh, that's fair, actually. Yeah, he's very protective.
Here we go for Arthur Smits. I sailed through my driving test. That's why I failed it.
That's good.
That was good.
Yeah, there was a laughter.
Okay,
really good. Olaf Falafel. This conspiracy theory about the moon being made of cheese was started by the Illuminati.
That's good.
That's very good. Sophie Duker. Keir Starmer looks like an AI image of a substitute teacher.
Well, that's not really a joke, is it?
No, that's just a comment, isn't it? Observation.
Someone said, or Mark Simmons, I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it.
That's good.
And then Zoe Coombs Marr. My partner told me she'd never seen the film Gaslight. I told her she definitely had.
What do you think?
What's your number one joke out of all of them?
Oh, I think the best one might be the Gaslight one, but I do also really like Illuminati. I'm gonna say Illuminati was the number one.
Illuminati was not the number one. And it wasn't the Gaslight either. No, it was, I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship.
Ah, true. That was a good one.
But I bottled it. I preferred that. I sailed through my driving test. That's why I failed it.
Oh, look, we like them all. So what's the other one? The other one was shite.
Mark Simmons. He was the overall winner, scoring 40% worth of the public vote. So he wins a nice trophy. Some other winning jokes from years gone by in 2018. Working at the job centre has to be a tense job, knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come in the next day. That's so good.
That's really good.
In 2014, I decided to sell my Hoover. Well, it was just collecting dust. Then 2011, I needed a password 8 characters long, so I picked Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. That's so bad.
I
love it.
Dear, sure, I came into work this morning very fragile.
Oh no.
After Electric Picnic.
Oh, you poor thing.
Then I heard the awful news about poor Barry and Sabrina down the road.
Oh no. Down the road. In number 4.
From down the road. Yeah. You know Barry from down the road.
He's a lovely fella.
They're after bloody breaking up.
Aren't they after breaking up?
Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah, that's the rumours this morning that they're after breaking up.
That's only a legend.
Yeah, but the sources...
It was Karen number 3 who told me.
I can't believe
anything.
Karen number 3 has been talking to the Sun. And apparently, Sabrina broke up with Barry.
Yeah, that would
That's the rumour.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I know,
I know.
You're
not breaking up with her.
Yeah, but did you see Saltburn? Like, come on. Fair enough.
That is true. lucky girl.
Apparently, she ended things like 3 weeks ago. And,
right.
It's not been long since, obviously, he appeared in the music video for Please, Please, Please.
Yeah, I think probably about a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah, and like I think that came out maybe like June or something.
Yeah.
The source says she's soaring in the charts and putting herself first as she gears up for her tour next month. And maybe they just don't have time for each other.
I would say he has lots of time for her.
Yeah.
Say she hasn't a minute.
Yeah, I
can imagine her on multiple occasions. Like, Barry, I don't have a minute to myself.
I picture him just like worshipping the ground she walks on. So I'd say he's probably a bit sad. But look, they haven't been together that long. I think they were first spotted together in like February. So it's been like maybe around 6 months.
Wow.
Other websites are saying that they're just keeping things casual and they have like an on again, off again type of relationship.
Oh, right. Very nice.
So maybe they'll like come back again. But it definitely feels like a bit of a Britney and Justin Timberlake moment, I think, where it was just like, it was too perfect. It was too good to be true.
It was a little bit.
Also, like two people at the top of their game.
The PR was perfect.
Oh, it was.
You know what I mean? It was unbelievable.
It was brilliant. But in my fragile state this morning when I read the news, I just felt quite emotional and I couldn't help but think about all the things that they probably didn't get to do together. And that makes me really sad.
Oh, yeah.
For example, I can't believe that Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter won't be able to ride the little train that goes around Liffey Valley together.
Oh,
what the hell?
That sucks.
Life is short, man.
Yeah,
I can't believe Barry and Sabrina won't get to sit on the wishing chair together at Dublin Zoo and smell the goats.
Is that where that is? I always see people sitting on that thing. I never know where it
is. Yeah. Or do the thing where you put your face in the orangutan and its big arms are spread out.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't believe Barry and Sabrina won't get their free slice of Bambino pizza after they get 10 stamps.
Mm.
So sad.
I've got two.
You have?
I have two, so I think they could be back together by the time I get the 10.
It's just a crying shame. I can't believe Barry and Sabrina won't be able to put one hand each on Molly Malone's boobs and take a picture. All these missed opportunities, guys. It just goes to show. Just, you know, live your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Don't wait for the next thing.
And they won't get a chance to get the 40 bus.
You had to do it.
I had to do it. Chicken fillet rolls. They won't get a chance to have a chicken fillet roll. They won't have a chance to play.
They won't get a chance to forget to pawn the immersion.
They won't get a chance with the wooden spoon. The Irish mammies.
Oh,
but seriously.
No get a chance to get a pack of tail together. That's terrible sad.
You won't get a chance to argue lines of Barry's. Lines of Barry's. Hosier and Too Sweet on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I feel like he is too sweet. I'd say he's just a lovely man.
I'd say he'd never bitch about anyone.
Not a chance, not a bad word to say
about anyone. No, he wouldn't. Yeah, he's given that.
Not our Andrew. This week on the show, we're giving you a €200 Right Style furniture voucher. Their brand new store is open at Omni Shopping Centre and has three stores in one, which is exciting.
Yes, and as well as Right Style, there's also ranges from Ogle Beds and the Smart Storage Bed Company as well. It's the place to go for beds, it seems.
Yeah, it is. We have a little game to play. On to play is Lauren. How are you, Lauren?
Well, I didn't hear any of that, Lauren, but it was very high-pitched.
It was very high-pitched. What's going on with you this morning, Lauren?
Not much. I'm literally just driving into work now.
What do you do?
I work for a toothless.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, but I work in like the finance department.
Okay.
So
crunching numbers.
Not anything with the children.
Right, okay.
Awesome.
Crunching numbers, fair play. That's
good for
still,
you.
Still important.
And are you in a rented accommodation or what's your vibe with say, furniture? Do you have space for some new furniture?
I'm actually just in the process of buying my first home.
Amazing, Lauren.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right.
When do you think you're going to be in?
Maybe before Christmas.
Oh, brilliant. I feel like everybody who's buying a house goes, ah, we'll be in before Christmas.
Yeah.
Is there no other time that people move in?
No. It's always this side of Christmas.
This side of Christmas. Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Well, Lara, let's see if we can get you some furniture for that house. We've got a €200 Rystyle furniture voucher on the show today, but you haven't won it yet. Basically, what you need to do is guess the words that Callum is going to hold up. Callum's going to hold up words of things they sell in Rystyle furniture. We'll describe them to you, and if you guess three in 30 seconds, then you'll win that voucher. Does that make sense, Lauren?
Okay.
Right, now pour...
Will you give me a hand?
I will.
He'll be giving you loads of help.
I'm going to just try to describe him as best I possibly can. I'm going to leave Aisling off for this one because she has an awful voice after
EP. I'm in bits.
So, with 30 seconds on the clock, Lauren, the very best look. Callum, hold up them sheets. All right, it's what you look at in it and you can see yourself.
Mirror.
That's it, exactly. This is another word for a couch.
Sofa.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And this is what you sleep on. Not a bed, but it's the thing you put on the bed.
True.
What'd you say?
A mattress.
Ah! Ding, 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 ding. Amazing.
And
Lauren,
she's done it.
€200 Rystyle furniture voucher is on the way to you. Congratulations.
You're just rubbing it in, Lauren. I can't hit those notes anymore.
Lauren, we hope you have an amazing day and best of luck with the house, all right?
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Oh, it's like she won the cash machine.
Yes, yeah. Cash machine for beds.
Yeah.
That's what she won.
You want to win the cash machine for beds? We play again tomorrow with Rystyle Furniture at 7:30. Put money on it now. That girl will be at EP next year. Chapel Roan. It's called Good Luck, Babe. You're on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Oh my God, here's hoping. Yeah, obviously, we're going to play a bit of Kylie next, Padam Padam. And well, when that came on last night at
really?
Electric Picnic, it was so good.
Did the gays go mad?
Oh, everybody was going ballistic. We kind of thought it was going to be the last song. We were like, oh, damn it. Because we kind of wanted to leave a little bit early
It was so big in Ireland that
song. No, it was like in the middle kind of somewhere. Wow. And it retook everyone by surprise. She had these mad dancers that were wearing these coats. A really funny thing that happened actually during it that I just remember. It wasn't during Padam Padam, but she has a new song out with the Blessed Madonna.
Oh yeah.
And she played it, but she went, "So everybody, please welcome the Blessed Madonna," because the Blessed Madonna is a DJ who was also playing at Electric Picnic. Everybody screamed.
Oh no.
They thought it was feckin' real Madonna.
Oh
no.
They all thought it was Madonna.
The Blessed Madonna.
I know.
Oh,
so funny. Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then everyone's like, "Who's she?" Because she don't look like Madonna at all.
Oh no, the boomers would have hated that.
Kylie Queen.
Here she is with Padam Padam. You're on Spin 103.8.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.